we missed an opportunity to figure out how we can redo things on the Tongass to move forward. And in Sitka, where we have little to no timber production, the way people use and depend on the forest is very different. And by the Forest Service's bureaucratic process on the Tongass, just thinking about timber, we lose out in Sitka because all of the other ways that we use the forest are secondary to timber production.
The Ninth Circuit Court ruling didn't have anything to do with any of those other management issues on the Tongass. Is that the lost opportunity that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the lost opportunity. You know, we could have a Forest Service who, rather than doing timber demand study, does recreation demand study, or does studies of what the public wants in the lower 48 from Alaska, and how can the Forest Service step in and help out Sitka in marketing where it is on the Tongass and what we have available around us and what we can give to the general public as a community, as a gateway to the Tongass National Forest.
I get the feeling that the T-lump adjustment not only doesn't maintain the status quo in the allowable sale quantity of timber and much of the management practices of the Tongass, but it also perpetuates the status quo between federal management of the Tongass and the environmental community. It sounds like this document is going to do little but continue to prompt the kind of legal action that created it in the first place.
Most people are disappointed with this plan and how it's come out. That's not good for us in Sitka. Here, you know, we've got people on the Sitka Ranger District who are thinking forward, who are looking at the next stages of management on the Tongass and who are trying to figure out what role the Tongass plays in terms of energy, recreation, wilderness values, subsistence, how they can restore the landscapes that have been hurt in the past. And their work isn't given a priority, and their work isn't given any attention, and therefore they're not given funding. So, you know, we're losing staff in Sitka that are doing the things that the public are asking for. And that all has to do with this unilateral focus on timber that the Forest Service has that they've shown in this last land management plan.
Forrest Cole was here for the Tongass Roundtable last year, and I think I heard him mention a couple times that his main goal is keeping timber in the three mills that remain in southeast Alaska. Is there a way that he can have what he wants and a way to have what you want too?
I think there is, but I think it's going to take more of an innovative perspective than we're getting now. It's going to take a lot more creativity, a lot more sitting down and working things out, and a lot more flexibility.
Is policy at the federal level, at the Washington, D.C. level, part of the reason the T-lump came out the way it did?
You know, this isn't something that's in isolation. In the waning days of the Bush administration, there's a push for getting these rampant resource extraction policies instituted before the administration changes. And I think that, you know, this 267 million board fee and 3.5 million acres of land put into timber development on the Tongass is just another example of this administration and in its approach to public land policy.